3, 2, 1. Boosh. Oh my God, that's cold.
Wee woo wowie.
Oh my God, that's cold.
Wowie woo wa.
Oh my lord.
Wow.
Do you know Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, the coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Miles, You Betcha Guy, here with Ryan, the t-shirt guy. We are live in the Troy Escalade Jackson Memorial Podcast
studio.
We are live and we are back and we are coming hot off the 4th of July weekend. Feeling good.
Do you know what malort is? Malort. You said, oh my lord. But malort is something you got to try as a Midwesterner. It's like this, the most supposed to be the most disgusting shot of all time, but everyone that goes to Chicago has to have it.
I feel like I have had one.
Have you had it?
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But I've been to Chicago and they didn't make me take one there.
Well, then you're never allowed back.
Well, have you actually ever been to Chicago then?
Yeah. That is very true. I didn't even go to the Bean when I was there.
You just went through. Yeah, you didn't go to Chicago.
I didn't even go flick. No, I did get Illinois. Some pizza though. Yeah, I never had a
thin crust.
How fucking deep was it?
Dish wise, the deepest dish you could probably get.
Yeah.
It was like a cake pan.
Nice.
Yeah.
Coming hot off the 4th, I have some absolutely gigantic, girthy news for you guys.
Mm.
I was finally able to break out the new Margaritaville machine.
Yes.
Let's go, dude. Mm-hmm.
First time since your wedding?
Got it for the wedding. Put it in my basement to bring it to the lake, and then I forgot about it until last weekend. But I was luckily able to do that because we had a bunch of people over on the 4th, so I was absolutely living my best dad life, just shaving and blending.
Isn't it so easy to work?
It's so intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
The Margaritaville machine is just one of Mr. Buffett's best inventions. Mm-hmm. Frozen concoction machine. And not to brag, I one up my dad. He has the Bahama edition. I have the Key West edition.
Key West is better.
Key West has got a bigger ice reservoir. The pitcher is made of glass instead of plastic.
Ooh, you can definitely taste
and
the difference there.
The little thing that, you know, like the little top that goes on it with the hole that the ice shaves into, has a spout that you flip open to pour right out of there without having to take that out. My dad has to take his out. It actually is really inconvenient because it gets a mess everywhere. So not to brag there.
One of the poor people.
I probably made 50 margaritas this weekend. And I couldn't have been. And it was a great conversation piece. You know, all of the dads wearing their cutoff shirts, cargo pants within my family were like, I gotta see how that thing works. And then they get in there and I just like hit the button and it does it, and they're like, that's so cool.
It's kind of like the gun case like at home.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the Margaritaville machine at the lake.
Yep.
And it's a good excuse just for the guys to just get away and let me show you this thing here real quick.
Yeah. And it's always good too when you're doing the mix of the margarita mix and the tequila, and you're like, get to where you stop, and you don't, because you're doing the bent over looking to see the lines.
Eye level.
Yeah. And then you look at everyone watching you do it, and then they give you like the little bit more.
Right?
The
nod.
You get the head nod of like, yeah, put a little more in there. Couple extra shots. Everyone was feeling good. And it was a great conversation piece.
Out of the 50, how many did you drink? 49 of them?
No, God, no. Maybe 4.
Oh wow!
I mean,
it was.
It sounds like you took down the water this 4th. Your arch enemy.
Yeah. Did you have to move the boat lift?
I was so conscious of not getting too drunk at the swim up bar, which was a big hit. By the way, we actually got like 10 to 12 people around it this time.
Wow!
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You gotta think about maybe getting a leaf to put in the middle, make it bigger.
You could leave it.
Might have to.
Treading room only.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we also don't want it, you know, like, the reason why small town bars are so great is because they're so tiny.
Mm.
Yeah.
You pack people in like sardines. You can start getting too big of a table, then it ruins a little bit of the fun.
Well, it's like a patio vibe. Like, making just adding a leaf makes it feel like a small town bar that also has a patio.
Yeah, I see where you're trying to go with this, but maybe it's more of a, we have like a side table or something like that.
How about this?
Kind of like a kid's table.
Yeah, we'll have a kid's table out there.
Yeah, for the bar.
With mocktails, not cocktails.
Yeah. What you could do for the kids' table, you get a couple 50-gallon drums and then maybe like strap some plywood to the top of it. Slap some AstroTurf on it, and then maybe the ladder off the side.
So no ladder. They got to climb up on that. Yeah, I like that idea. Mm-hmm. You just come up with that?
I did, yeah.
Never heard of that just before.
Off the top of my head.
Wow. So I was playing Frozen Concoction Mixologist this weekend.
Did you do any experimenting? Or did you just stick with the straight lime?
When you got that many people waiting for you, you got 30 people over. You can't be experimenting at that point.
You got the heads.
It's the McDonald's method. Exactly. You just got to get it out fast.
You got to play, you know, AC/DC. You got to play Paradise City by, what is that? Guns N' Roses. Mm-hmm. You got to play all the classics, right? You can't be trying to go like fucking OAR deep tracks only. Yeah, you Lenny can't be Skinny. Doing that. But if I get a, you know, next weekend I'm out at the lake, just me and Ann, I might get a little nutty. Uh-huh.
Get a little beast.
Yeah, there's a time and place for experimentation. Mess around. Next week's probably the week.
Yeah, I'll get on the B side of the tape.
Yeah.
One thing I've discovered with mine is...
You got one too?
I do, for my wedding. Same one as Miles.
No, I think you might have the Bahama edition. No,
everything you described about yours being cool, I also have.
I don't think.
Extra big reservoir.
If it is, then you have the Key West Gen 1 and I have Key West Gen 2.
Okay.
Which just has more lights on it.
Okay.
Does yours glow in the dark?
Yeah.
Does yours...
Do they actually glow in the dark?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Does yours hover... So you can wipe underneath it if you spill any water?
No, because mine won't let it spill water.
Oh, that sounds like a Jenny 1 thing. sounds like a Jenny 1 over there.
Insulated ice reservoir so you can make it outside without having your ice.
Mine's battery powered, so.
Mine is as well, but I don't have batteries
mine's
in
battery
it.
Mine's battery and solar powered.
No solar for
it
me.
Also has an umbrella stand that you can
Miles
put
is,
in
and a Bluetooth it. Speaker.
Don't have that.
Miles' is AAA batteries. Tyler's is D cells.
No, his is all those little like
watch batteries.
Watch disc batteries. He's got to put 18 of them in
the
there.
Swallow battery.
I do actually think it is the big D battery. I don't know. I've never put the batteries in it.
Wow. The way it, I mean, as a, I don't have a Tommy Bahama or whatever, Margaritaville machine. So
respect the Margaritaville machine.
As an outsider,
please.
I would say Tyler's is probably nicer just based off of what you guys are both saying.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you like Gen 1 stuff, I suppose.
Hey, sometimes you don't need to fix anything.
Whatever. All right, guys, we're getting close. We are getting close to the Lumberjack games, and Ice Mountain's going to be there. Ice Mountain is sending us there, and I am thoroughly hydrated with Ice Mountain to be ready for the Lumberjack games. Hayward, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. What's the dates again?
20th through the 22nd.
20th through the 22nd. You got to swing on through Hayward, go to the Lumberjack games, pick up an Ice Mountain, hydrate up, and you're ready to watch some... wood
some
activities.
Lumberjacking. Yeah,
some lumber activities.
We know how much you like wood.
Yeah, I do.
Just love lumberjacking. Yeah. It
you too, Tyler.
Oh yeah,
bunch of wood lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, there's nothing better than watching a sporting event sucking back an Ice Mountain.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And that sporting event being lumberjacking.
You ever watch anything dehydrated? It's worse than watching it hydrated.
I would agree. Quite possibly. Once in a while, I do sneak in Ice Mountain in a flask into sporting events because I don't want their tap water.
Smart. Put it in like a sock or something.
Yep. Maybe underneath the belt area. Yeah. Just sneak it in there.
You could get a little corner of your shirt damp with Ice Mountain and just start sucking out.
Yeah, too. Yeah, smart.
Because then you're never going to run out.
Yeah.
Just recycles itself.
Yeah.
You suck on it and then you spit it back on your shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you could
suck
do
suck on
it
and spit it back on your shirt.
Yeah. You hook up a reservoir of Ice Mountain to your washer but you don't dry your clothes after you wash them. And then, I mean, you have
yeah, just sopping wet clothes.
Sopping wet ice mountain clothes.
I like that. Don't know
keep
how
a guy
gonna...
cool.
Hey,
like a, what is it?
Who do you call to fix your washer and dryer? You don't call a plumber.
You call it appliance guy.
Appliance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maytag.
Yeah. No, you call your appliance guy and you're like, hey, stick with me. I got a fucking 50 gallon drum of ice mowing and I need you to hook up to my washer.
Because I'm going to the Lumberjack games and it's going to be hot.
And it's going to keep me cool on a warm summer day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to suck that shit.
Hell yeah.
And if you guys like sucking ice mountain, if you suck, drink ice mountain, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Miles, when are we going to upgrade to the Tahiti model?
Well, so I actually had the opportunity to put the Tahiti model on the registry. I think I'm going to need at least a decade under my belt running the Key West to be able to handle, because it's got three different, you can make three different ones at once.
Three Razzies.
I don't think I'm ready for that.
It's like the big leagues.
Yeah. I'm triple A ball right now.
It's like that Tahiti one. You can make a pina colada. You could do regular marg, and then you could do like a frozen daiquiri all at once.
No shit.
Yeah.
It's just, wild.
I'm having enough challenge keeping it between the navigational beacons with the Key West.
It looks like one of those old school cappuccino machines where you'd see like five different things underneath it.
Yeah, I think you can even steam milk on that on the Tahiti model.
That's in case you want an iced espresso martini.
Yeah, it's unreal.
I might have to get the Tahiti model.
Yeah, you're gonna have to take a loan out probably.
Well, one, you're gonna need a loan, so you're gonna have to finance the fucker. How much are they? And then two, I mean, you're gonna maybe need to take a master class on how to run it.
Well, does it come with
directions? You might actually have to read the directions. Right there, $460. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
God, it's beautiful.
God,
oh my!
Nice.
Wait, hold on.
Wow.
Rotating ice reservoir.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh God.
Mm-hmm.
24 OZ pictures.
Oh, that's smaller than the one I got. Just saying.
Downgrade.
It does have program settings though. God. That's so sick.
Mudslide.
That's doable.
Wait, time out. What's the fucking Bali edition?
Ooh.
Click on that.
The Key West is the last one. That's the last one. Is that the one you got?
Oh, shit.
Self-dispenser.
Dude.
Dang.
I fucked up.
Maybe I'll get that one.
What?
That is pretty sweet.
Todd, what one do you got?
Key West.
And what one do you got, Miles?
I got Key West.
You guys both have the same one?
Let's see if I can trade it in for a Bali. Yeah. No, mine's Gen 2. His is Gen 1.
Oh, there's the differential.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm going to say I had a really, really good 4th of July weekend. Lots of family, shot off fireworks, didn't lose any fingers. And I was manning the Margaritaville machine the whole time.
Did you do the fireworks as well? Were you the one lighting them off?
I did. You know, I just can't trust anyone else to run a show like that. So.
Did you hustle after you lit the fuse? Was it like a half? Like you didn't want to sprint because that'd be lame, but you weren't going
to
walk
away.
Well,
so we were doing it off the beach. So I had to go up the beach onto the grass in between each one. And I was beating up a little bit. I was starting to sweat. I almost had to do the like towel over my shoulder to wipe off my forehead, but
break out the old sweat.
But someone's got to do it. Someone's got to sacrifice. Luckily, I've been training all year for that.
Yeah, and all you gotta do is throw on the old 7 basketball, the cutoff basketball shirt.
Would that be funny if like next time I'm at the lake, I just start on the beach and I just run up onto the grass and just stop, turn around, walk back down. Just doing like hill sprints, but it's only like 5 feet of elevation.
Yeah, 4th of July is in sight.
Yep, 364 days until the next fireworks show. Got to get in shape.
Yeah, I mean, no one would shame you for doing that.
No,
it's like this guy's gonna have the best fireworks show on the lake.
That hustle.
And then when you have the best fireworks show on the lake, that table. I mean, you're not even going to be able to get into that.
I think
table.
Next year I'm going to synchronize music with it, as well as synchronize a flight of frozen concoctions as well.
Oh, it'll come out to the theme of the fireworks.
Yeah, yeah, maybe have three or four frozen concoctions lined up in little like half pint glasses. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the first part of the show is just a pina colada, just some warm up ones, you know, maybe a few whistlers. And then you just build up and then you got this, the holy shit. Fuck my ass.
Kaboom.
Kaboom. Jesus. Concoction.
That's what it's named.
Yeah. Yeah. God.
So
the holy shit. Fuck. It's like, yeah, ass.
You don't want to get hit. You don't want to get hit.
Honestly,
that hurts.
I would see a firework being named that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to list off in no order some of the ones that went off. One was just called Boss Baby. The big picture of the Gerber baby on the side. That one was actually pretty good. There was also one just called Surprise, Surprise, Surprise.
That's a good one.
Which couldn't have been more accurate because I was surprised.
Three times.
Yeah, three times. That's a surprise.
It's called Surprise, 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 but probably on the side somewhere it told you exactly what it was going to do.
Yeah.
So there goes the surprise.
I think one of them was the Dictator Demolisher or something like that.
That's patriotic. Let's go.
Just the all
dick
sorts
demolisher.
Of shit like that.
Dick demolisher.
I hate the fireworks that you think are going to shoot way up in the air and just fucking like F my A kaboom. But they don't. They just like, they're just like large sparklers that just shoot
fountains?
Like fountains. Yeah.
So
yeah, I fucking
what
hate
was
those.
Great is one of them had like, it was a cake that just went really high, really loud. Awesome. Awesome. And then right at the end, it just like did like 7 seconds of a fountain. The very
worst.
End.
The worst, yeah.
Which is, no, it was
what
like, it was
a
great. Yeah, it was no. Like, it was kind of like a, see you guys later. Here's a little fountain for you. But, yeah. Did you light off any fireworks?
I didn't. I didn't touch a single lighter this last weekend to light a firework.
Light a firework.
I haven't lit a firework off in years. Probably 10 years.
Whoa. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
it's
shit
pretty
you not,
easy.
Probably 10 years.
If I didn't have nieces and nephews, I wouldn't be lighting off fireworks. But,
yeah.
You know, you got to get in the good graces.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. There's been no draw for me the last 10 years. So I would anticipate in the next couple, I'll probably light a couple bottle rockets off, maybe a couple of snakes and a couple sparklers.
Yeah. Same boat.
I lit snaps.
Off, I lit off a few smoke bombs, but there's a 17-year-old kid who was out there, so you know he's going to be
for
pounding
sure.
that lighter.
Yep. Yeah.
So he lit off all the big boys.
He went on some walks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, big question in your camp here, T-shirt guy. You're at the lake.
Yep.
How long was your pontoon ride?
Man,
48 hours
pontoon ride was zero.
What?
I don't go on the pontoon anymore.
No way.
Did they listen to the podcast? They're like, Ryan, you don't have to come.
I will be honest. I did get a couple questions about it.
Oh, no.
I did. No. And I knew that was going to happen.
Oh,
I was ready for the blowback and everyone's like, well, what do you mean you don't like going on the pontoon? I like going on the pontoon. No. Don't get me wrong. I like going on the pontoon. I just don't like going 0.2 miles an hour for 68 and a half hours straight.
So
like,
hold
I mean,
on.
I could swim faster than we typically go.
But here's the thing. So yes, they listened to the pod or someone told them about the pod.
It was the clip that came out.
Oh,
so it's very accessible, which
So the clip exposed you, but you kind of got what you wanted.
You
want.
Yeah. Yeah.
You kind of won.
I mean,
There was some uneasy comments thrown your way.
Yes.
But now they'll be like, well, we guess we got to turn back around because Ryan's been 2 hours and Ryan wants to go back. You're like, ha ha ha, sorry.
Oh,
but you're also
gosh.
Like, that's actually what I wanted to get done.
Sometimes, sometimes if you want something in life,
sometimes if you want something in life, you just start a podcast. Yeah.
What's the quote again, Tyler? If you want something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done.
Mm-hmm.
And that was express my frustrations with the length of pontoon rides. Again, I like going on the pontoon, just not for 8 hours.
What was the most passive aggressive jab you got this weekend about it?
It was flat out like it was a smile and like half a laugh of like, So I hear you don't like to go on the pontoon anymore.
Oh, no.
And I'm, and then, okay. And then, I mean, it's thrown on me.
Was this from,
right at that
was
point.
This from an in-law that said this?
This is from the captain of the boat.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, but, I mean, of course I stood my ground. I wasn't going to pretend to be someone I wasn't.
Front
be like, you know, I love 8-hour pontoon rides.
Did you just say it just gets a little long?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, you know, I got friends out here too that I want to go hang out with, and I got shit I want to do. Like,
that's what you said?
Well, no.
Yeah, I don't want to hang out with you. I want to hang out with my friends.
No, no,
so
no.
I'm offended, actually,
no.
And it's not even directed.
We're already hanging out for multiple hours, and that's what I plan to do on shore.
Your
with
in-laws hate your guts now, by the way.
Doghouse.
Well, it's all right. Somebody had to be that guy in the family.
Yeah,
though.
And I have their grandson. I have their nephew.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They have to keep coming back.
Leverage.
True.
I have leverage,
mm-hmm.
And that would be my
you
child.
Give Ryan a kid, he'll move the world. That's a quote.
That's
about
right.
Leverage.
Yeah. Hey, now, though, when, you know, it's like the in-laws are talking to their friends, they're like, oh, yeah, how's, oh, you got a son-in-law. How's that going? Well, he's kind of a piece of shit. I guess we got to put up with him, you know?
He's all right.
Whereas before, I'm sure it was like, yeah, he's a decent guy. Yeah.
Okay, Tyler.
Probably what it was before.
Tell me this. If you were on the pontoon with your in-laws for 8 hours, how would that make you feel?
I would tell them to take me off to their face. I'd be like, hey, this has been getting a little long. How about we go back to shore?
No, Tyler would just Irish goodbye off of the boat.
Just jump just off and swim.
He'd be like, oh my God, look at that. And then he would just slither off the back of the boat.
Yeah, or he'd be like, God, I really got to go to the bathroom. So he steps off the ladder off the back. And he's like, I got to take a shit, so I'm just going to go underneath the pontoon. And then he proceeds to just go underwater and swim as far away as possible.
He just sits on the edge of the boat and just scuba dives off. Just straight
tips
backwards.
Over backwards.
Yeah, not a bad option.
No, I would just tell them on the boat, like, let's turn this ship around.
Yeah. And I don't need to clarify myself anymore. I like going on the pontoon, just not for 8 hours straight.
So honestly, is that why you didn't go on the pontoon this week? Is because you cause a divide within the family?
Yeah, elephant in the room?
No, well, okay. It, to my disadvantage, but to my advantage in this situation, I got sick on Friday. So I was plugged up.
So they went on the pontoon without you.
That's correct.
Oh,
hell yeah, dude.
Oh my God, dude.
It was fantastic.
They had to have been talking so much shit about you. Oh, Ryan's faking sick so he doesn't have to go on the pontoon.
First thing they said is they pull out of the lift like, well, we better turn around so we're not gone too long for Ryan.
And I, to be honest, I just sat on the deck. It was peaceful as can be. There was a couple dogs on the pontoon they brought with him. So there was two less dogs. It was.
So you're
great.
Saying that it's way more enjoyable to sit on the deck by yourself than hang out with your in-laws.
That's why I go to the lake though. I go to the lake to relax. And in my mind, relaxation is like quietness. And when there's like
when they're yapping away.
No, no, no. When there's four dogs, mine being one of them, and then there's kids running all over the place, and there's
next weekend when he rolls up to the cabin, shh, everyone shut up. Ryan's here. He likes peace and quiet.
Everything
just keeps getting worse.
Everything I'm saying right now is getting taken out of context.
Are you sick right now, Ryan?
I don't think this is out of context at all. I think there's exactly the right amount of context here.
So I didn't go on the pontoon.
You're
going
to have to get your own cabin now because you have been banished mentally by them.
That's fine.
Shunned.
That's fine.
Hey,
I am who I am. I am who I am. I'm not going to pretend to be someone I'm not. I like going on the pontoon. I like going to the lake. I just don't like to go on for 8 hours straight.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just like, in order for me to recharge my battery, I just need some alone time. Is that too much to ask for a 30-year-old man?
There is nothing better than going to the lake with a giant group of people, and then all of a sudden they're all kind of doing their own thing, and you're like, I think they got it covered. I can just hang back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like
fantastic.
Because we're in like a campground thing at the lake, so like I'll go like cast a few times out the dock. I come back, and everyone's gone. I see him down at the beach, and I'm just going to stay right fucking
see,
here.
See, Tyler, that's what I wish I had. I wish I had deeper water off the dock so I could fish. It's like 2 feet right now, and it's pure sand. There's nothing down there. I wish I could fish off the end of the dock.
So
that is the best.
What is it about humans that we just like to sit near water and just stare at it. Why do we like that as humans? Doesn't matter what kind of water it is.
You want to hear something that I think could be accurate, super primal? We understand how important water is to us and our bodies and our survival so that when we're near it, it calms us.
I believe that.
Subconsciously.
I would. I mean, if you get like any like white noise app on your phone or whatever, there's always the wave feature. Mm-hmm. So yeah. You can always listen to waves crashing
or rain.
The shore or rain. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, there's no desert sounds.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's point. No rattlesnake sounds.
Yeah. Oh, so relaxing.
Yeah.
There's also not like mountain lion sounds. It's not like
no predator sounds whatsoever.
Yeah. It's weird how predator sounds wouldn't relax you.
Yeah. But even there's no prey sounds either. Prey is good for you.
That's true. There's no fucking chickens clucking sounds out there that relax you.
There's no dogs barking.
But
to
it's
put
like
you to sleep at night.
What is it? Like you could literally sit on a deck at the lake and stare at the water for 2 hours and not say anything and feel completely happy.
Yeah, primal.
Yeah, it's one of those Zen moments. I think you nailed it, Tyler.
I have zero facts to back that up. That is just an hypothesis. So
I like watching people out in the water. I like watching people do water sports and just cruise on the pontoon. Mm-hmm. I also like watching like ducks and loons.
Mm-hmm.
For some odd reason, they still look the same they did.
Do you like
last
to
weekend?
Sit,
but
yeah. Do you like to sit on your deck and watch birds fly around there?
Like at home.
I'm not as big of a fan.
Me neither.
I'm not as big of a fan. So I think it's the water aspect of it.
Yeah. Water relaxes humans.
Mm-hmm. But I bet if it was a bird bath, you'd be more interested.
Yeah, you could sit
potentially.
So maybe I should get an underground pool in town, I think is what I'm thinking, just to relax myself a little more.
Underground or in ground?
Underground.
Okay. No, so yeah, he'll have a bunker.
Yeah.
A
bunker pool.
Yeah.
In his basement.
There'll be a trap door in my patio that you just have to go underneath the ground.
That would be kind of tight.
That would not be tight.
I think whatsoever. It would.
I mean, literally,
it's like a hidden pool room underneath your backyard.
That would be sick.
You just
yeah.
walk into this completely concrete bunker and your eyes just burn from all the chlorine in the air.
Yeah, I think they call that a float tank.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why Ryan likes baths so much.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan can't get out of the pool till it's drained. He just stands in the pool.
Imagine how pruny I'd get.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just an observation about humans.
Do you ever just sit there and just? I mean, you had a lot of people running. You were making margaritas.
Yeah, not this weekend.
Yeah,
but
you were
even
chilling.
So, it's like I'll sit on our screened-in porch. I'll sit there and I'll just.
Mm-hmm.
Miles, what do you want for dinner? Or my brother, what are you doing? Want to talk sports cards? Like the only person I can sit on the deck with and not say a word for 2 hours is my dad.
Yep. I was just, say for me, sitting on the deck with grandpa at the lake is like sitting on the deck with no one. Because we're both perfectly fine just being silent.
And silence is okay. You don't need to be uncomfortable in silence.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're truly comfortable with someone, if you can sit there and say nothing and it's not weird.
Yeah. Are you not comfortable around your brother?
No, he just never shuts the fuck up.
Too much sport card talk.
Too much all of that talk.
Well, maybe he looks up to you, though.
Yeah, or he just lives to pester me.
That's true.
He's kind of a pesterer when it comes to his older brother, you know?
Those can exist mutually. He can look up to you and like pestering you.
Yeah, might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
although I do look up to him because he's 3 inches taller than I am, so.
Nice.
That's what I did there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All in all, though, I think it was a good 4th of July weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I kept forgetting what day it was.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, Tuesday was the 4th.
We had 3 Sundays.
Yeah.
We had Sunday, then Monday felt like a Sunday, and then Tuesday felt like a Sunday. Mm-hmm.
What would be your ideal day to have the 4th on?
Saturday is my favorite day of the week.
I would say Thursday.
Yeah, but you got to have it during a weekday. So you guys got to remember. Work off.
See, when you are the guy who owns the business, you want to work during the week. Yeah. You want stuff to happen on the weekends. Because we had Wednesday through Friday this week, and it's you still got to do the same amount of work. You just got to jam it into 3 days.
Right.
Yeah, but it's so much easier to jam it into 3 days after that into 4 days. Days of rest.
Yeah, but on the 4th, it's not rest because you got family and shit.
Yeah.
Just running around.
See, that's what I'm saying. You got to take those weekends to rest. You need to relax.
Not on the pontoon,
you need some silence. You need to be by yourself for a little bit.
I agree.
So I think 4th of July is on a Wednesday next year. So
nope, it's a leap year, I think. So it's on Thursday next year. Fuck.
That's a good day.
Not a bad day at all.
I like a Thursday.
That's a terrible day.
No, you get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You can't just roll up to the 4th. Like, you can't just work Wednesday and then just, boom, we're at the lake. It's the 4th of July. Eat brats. Light off fireworks. One thing I do like about it being on Tuesday is it's like you have Friday to Tuesday to build up.
That's so much build up, though.
Yeah, it's a lot too much build up.
It's a lot of brats.
I
would agree. The Tuesday, there's just too much edging going on.
Right, yeah, blue
balls. We got to get to the climax faster.
Does that make Monday the perfect day for 4th of July then?
There's edging Friday, Saturday, blue balls Sunday, edging Monday, climax Tuesday.
That's too
much. But the climax just isn't as good because there's just so much edging going on.
Then you gotta have a day for the come down too. You can't just go back to work Wednesday and be like, well,
that is true.
I just blew my load.
That's why Saturday is the best day. Warm up Friday, climax Saturday, fucking cuddle on Sunday.
Yeah,
well, that's why you really with it on Tuesday, you have 3 days to accidentally climax before that Tuesday.
Yeah, it's too much climaxing for this guy. I'm getting old, you know?
I'm getting old.
I came back.
By the time it gets to Tuesday, it just sounds like this.
It's just dust.
This is all that comes out, you know?
What if on Sunday the beers are flowing and you just drink way too much? You climax on Sunday. What the fuck do you do on Tuesday now? It takes us 3 days to get over a hangover.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. There's too much buildup. It's got to go Friday, Saturday, cum rag on Sunday.
I came back on Monday. I was all by myself Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, you got a lot of alone time.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so I just listened to the fireworks in my backyard.
So time out. Was your wife at the lake?
Yep.
You are on the in-laws shit list.
I mean, I was out there Friday, Saturday,
your
Sunday.
Kid and wife alone at the lake for the 4th of July, and you refused pontoon rides, and now you just said you don't want to talk to anyone.
No, I didn't refuse them. I was sick. I was sick for the pontoon ride.
Wow.
I can confirm you was sick. You sounded
the
Double Bogey Show. Like,
but
your voice.
Yeah.
You're in between a rock and a hard place right now. With the in-laws.
I needed some alone time.
Buy them a Margaritaville. Make them feel better.
Yeah,
get to Bali.
My wife did make margaritas.
How many did she have?
I think it was in a ninja blender though, so not nearly as cool as what you guys are dealing with.
It's the Hydra,
and they weren't blended either. They were
just
on ice.
Can you imagine having just regular blended ice instead of shaved ice?
No, it wasn't blended ice. It was just on the rocks.
Ugh. Well, then why was it in a blender?
Well, because she threw a bunch of shit in, blended it up, and then
poured it over ice.
Yep.
Oof.
I mean, I think a stir stick could have done that, but just saying.
Unless there's fruits.
Yeah. I'll call you next time to ask you how we should do it.
Thank God.
You know what FaceTime me.
I might not be able to hear you, though, over your Margaritaville machine.
No, I'll step outside for it.
They're quieter than you think.
Yeah.
It's like a little four-stroke Honda.
Yeah. Oh, it's like an electric engine is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's like my lawnmower.
It's because it's electric.
I get that, Tyler.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was just at home.
That's tight.
It was fantastic.
I don't think I want to ask any more questions because you're just going to get further in the in-laws doghouse.
Tyler, he just doesn't get it. You don't have kids.
Alone time is sick.
I know, but it's insane to just leave your wife and kid at the lake for the 4th of July.
I think that was the first night I've been alone since my child was born almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Time out. You just said, hey, guys, I'm outie. See you guys later. Or yeah. What was your reason for going home?
Yeah. Yeah, I just said, yeah, I'm gonna head back.
Fuck head back yeah, today. Dude. Fuck yeah. I'm with you.
I don't need to lie to anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just...
Respect.
I don't know. My aunt would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think it's... Because, yeah. Yeah. It is.
I don't think it's much different at all.
Well, I'm with my in-laws. You are with your... Not your in-laws.
I know. So imagine if I was at Anne's family... And I just said, I'm just going to dip out and hang out at home by myself for 2 days. That would not fly with Anne. She'd be like, you really? Piece of shit, you're not doing that.
Yeah, different strokes.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
And yeah, I just, it's a wild thing.
I mean, I was out there Friday night, all Saturday, all Sunday, and Monday morning.
I know, but that just doesn't matter in the eyes of that and the in-laws and everything.
Anywhere sick during it?
I was the entire time.
So that might have helped with getting out.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just need to go out. I need to go rest.
Mm-hmm.
In the darkness.
In my EC.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my fourth. It was solid. It was a solid 4th of July.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to do that. I'm saying how you were able to pull that off is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, how did you do that?
Yeah.
It just sounds like you just don't care about anyone else's feelings is what I think I need to get to.
No, I don't think that's it. Yeah, I think you should maybe just ask.
No, I think that your kid would have loved to spend 4th of July hanging out, maybe watching some fireworks, but.
Yeah, I am bummed that when he's 18, he's going to look back when he was 11 months old and be like, fuck.
No,
I really wish my dad was there.
I think he will do that. I
Mom,
think
how come Dad isn't any of my first 4th of July pictures?
Yeah, because he had to go home and
yeah, he was
have some alone time.
Yep, he was sick.
Sick of the pontoon.
Yeah, the pontoon flu.
I think we just call this childhood trauma.
Yeah,
yeah.
He'd probably just be like, God, I wish my dad had just showed up. And he didn't.
But you know what? You just wait 10 more years after he asked that question. Yeah. Like, how did Dad get away? Because I wanted to.
Yeah. I spent damn near 350 straight days with him.
Yeah.
So.
It's good.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing you got to do as a dad is just show up.
That's all you got to do is show up.
Mm-hmm. So I guess not on the 4th, though.
No.
Might as well just call it Father's Day.
Yeah. Skip Christmas, too.
On the 3rd, though. Yeah. Make sure you're there on the 3rd. That's.
I mean, I don't think that I am necessarily the minority of saying that it wouldn't go over well with the wife if I dipped out 2 days early with the in-laws.
I think it would go all right for me.
I think if your situation's a little different, I feel.
If I spent 2 full days with them and then dipped, I'd be fine. But yeah. If it was just 1 day with them and I skipped out halfway through, then I would get some hell.
In my situation, I just would have to have a legitimate excuse other than I'm tired and I want to go hang out at home. If I got like work stuff, yeah. But how you're pulling that off is beyond me.
What Miles is really trying to do is tip his
hat.
It
is a little bit of like a hat.
And I wish I could like give some practical advice, but
you need to start a master class or something.
I mean, why couldn't you just say, hey, I got a lot of work to do. You own a company.
Well, that's lying, though. It sounds like you didn't even lie.
But you probably wouldn't be lying because you probably would be working.
Yeah, you have business.
Yeah, you could go home and do some work even if you didn't plan to.
I know, but it just, yeah.
Or like,
because it'd be like, well, my brother's in town. We don't see him that much. You really going to go home?
Yeah.
That's what it would be.
Guilt trip.
It's just like, I don't know how you're pulling that off. Whatever you did, you unlocked the secret.
What I'm trying, I think, there's a couple things that I think go into it. Number one, I've been going out to the lake cabin for 13 years now. So spent a lot of time with the in-laws. Number two, I had already been out there for 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, I mean, that's some quality time.
It is,
there, right?
It is.
But it's not about quality time. It's about the time that you are just neglecting. It's not about the time you spent. It's about the time you're not spending.
Yeah.
And you were a little sick too. I think.
But I don't think that being a non-factor, I still would have been able to go home. It wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah, I think
it's logical.
There's no way to figure out his secret. It's just one of those things that's hat off to you for being able to pull that off. I'm gonna still try, I guess. I don't know.
Because Ryan has essentially been married for like 13 years.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
that just wouldn't fly in my family's. I don't think. Be like,
yeah, that's interesting.
There'd be like a hint of like, is he just like sick of us or what? You know, like that's not crazy.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. And I think it maybe because the 4th is on a weird day, is on a Tuesday. Like some people had to work Monday.
Yeah, I was fully prepared to work Monday, and I was like, you guys got that shit off, and I was like, fucking see you later.
Yeah.
And then you compound it on being called out for saying that you hate pontoon rides with your in-laws and then dipping out early from the in-laws. What a weekend you had.
It was, it was a roller coaster weekend. Didn't really sleep much. Sick again. Kid, he's up at 5:30. Doesn't matter what you did the night before. He's just going to be up anyway. But man, that Monday and Tuesday was really nice.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's enough to recharge the batteries for another 360 days.
350 days. Yep.
Yeah, you're like
big time.
Well, Ryan, t-shirt guy, kudos to you, man.
Thank you.
This one's for you.
Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take a break. The only thing I didn't do over the 4th of July is shoot any firearms.
Mm.
Big time miss by me. I think next year I got to plan a trip to shoot clay pigeons, blow stuff up.
Yeah.
I think that is the most American thing we can do, you know?
Do you think if you were to like...
Well, and obviously I do it with the Mossberg, by the way.
Yeah. Do you think if you were to shoot like clay pigeon shooting, but with fireworks? So stick with me here. Fireworks go up before they pop off, right? You try and shoot them with the Mossberg to get them to pop off earlier.
Bottle rocket clay pigeons with the Mossberg. Yeah. Well, doesn't matter what you shoot with the Mossberg, you're gonna hit it with a Mossberg.
They gotta make clay pigeons that explode on impact, so you can still throw them out of the launcher.
Oh, that would be cool.
That'd be sweet.
They give you like just a different color every time.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like gender reveal, right? There's just a puff of smoke that happens when you hit the clay pigeon.
Yeah, or you just douse the clay pigeons in lighter fluid.
Yeah,
start them on fire, shoot them off, and then it's just like a.
That would be cool.
Like a freaking rocket ship.
Well, would it start on fire?
Oh, we're lighting it before we're shooting it.
Oh, yeah. So you're starting the clay pigeon on fire.
All the pieces are still on fire individually when they explode.
And do it in the woods, and then when all the fiery pieces explode and scatter the forest, it can just light up the forest.
Yeah, like a really dry field.
That sounds like a really good idea, guys.
Well, it's great for regrowth.
I want to tell the audience that this is not an official Mossberg statement.
No, it's not.
But... I don't imagine they would.
Probably not. It's hypothetical.
We can fix this right now. You're shooting clay pigeons over a body of water.
There
That's correct.
Go. Now we fixed
Thank you,
it.
Tyler.
Although they got to be like water aquatic friendly clay pigeons.
We have biodegradable clays with non-water hazardous lighter fluid.
Yeah. It's quite the setup we got going on.
It's not that hard, yeah.
Or we could just shoot regular clay pigeons on the 4th of July, and that's patriotic enough because we got our Mossberg in hand and we're all having a good time.
We could do that. You know, that actually sounds a little easier than what we've just workshopped.
Yeah, we'll workshop it. We'll find it. But guys, if you're looking for a good shotgun to shoot clay pigeons with this summer, maybe getting ready for a fall hunting season, got to go to Mossberg.com. They got everything you need. Ryan.
Yep.
What do you like to do on... So I imagine that you, when you left your cabin Sunday prematurely, I bet you got home and you said, wow, what a long weekend. Not as long as the in-laws are having, but my weekend was pretty long for me. I need to replenish my electrolytes.
Yeah.
And I think that you probably went to Holiday and cashed in on the 28-ounce Gatorades, two buy two, get one free.
I did orange.
That's three.
That's three total. Yeah. So you'd add 1.5 Gatorades of electrolytes in your system those 2 days. And I bet Wednesday you were feeling good.
Feeling great. Especially after being sick. Orange, blue, and white.
Okay.
That's my lineup. I don't know about yours.
Why don't you go red, white, and blue? It's the 4th of July.
Yeah. Again, the cough medicine thing. I know it's patriotic, but I just can't get past that.
You could just get two white ones and put some red food coloring.
That's
in
true.
It.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lengths to go.
Yeah, I know. I bet it did really help a guy get his feet back, though.
Yeah, I bet your feet were fully intact
there,
after that.
The footing was there.
And he couldn't have done it without the holiday deal of buy two, get one free 20-ounce Gatorades at your local holiday store.
Well, no, because I saved the money on the one, and then I bought a couple scratch-offs. And
oh, yeah.
So technically, yeah.
And then if you win that, then you pay for the other Gatorades.
That's correct.
Boom. Bada-boom, bada-bang. You're basically getting them for free.
It's all about hydration.
You just can't pass up on those kinds of savings. Don't pass gas either. Turn on into holiday gas stations. All right, Jared.
Yep.
I think you're kind of excited about this next segment, yeah, aren't you?
I've been sitting on this idea for about a week and a half.
Okay.
So
you've been sitting on it?
Yeah.
I mean, since the last time we recorded the podcast.
It's been in his back pocket, is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, well, what is it?
What is the oldest trick in the book?
What is the oldest trick in the book? I'll go.
Okay.
I'm going to start with a softball here. Oldest trick in the book, and I'm coming off of a long weekend with nieces and nephews, and this is the oldest trick in the book when it comes to nieces and nephews. Mm. You give them the, hey, give me five, then they go for the five, and they're too fucking slow.
Well, you got to go up high, down low, too slow.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe even throw in a to the side.
Yep.
To the other side, then down low.
Then back to the side you started with.
Too absolutely fucking slow.
Yeah.
It's the oldest trick in the book. Mm-hmm.
And you, I mean, just to be as straightforward as possible, you got to throw the F-bomb in there too.
This is also another oldest trick in the book. You ready?
Mm.
Oh!
Ryan, you fell for the oldest trick in the book.
Oh,
you fell for the oldest trick in the book.
Finger guns.
Yep.
When you said,
"Oh, I was gonna shake your hand, but oops, my hair is out of place. I got to put it back."
I don't. What I don't get about that trick is that why do you have to extend and then go back for the hair?
Because
you're tricking them. You're baiting them with the full extension.
No, I get that, but it would make more sense if that's how the hair slick started, was hand fully extended.
This is him trying to grasp for straws after absolutely getting bamboozled by the oldest trick of the book.
When you said nieces and nephews, I thought you were going to go with another one of the oldest.
I almost got it with the too slow.
What were you saying?
You said nieces and nephews. I thought you were going to go with another one of the oldest tricks in the book is go grab that. I'll time you.
Yep.
I ain't timing shit.
That's a good
oldest
one.
Oldest trick in the book.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good one.
12 seconds every time.
Yep. I got another old trick for you in the book. Another good old trick in the book is when someone invites you to something that you don't want to go to, saying, I got to check with the wife and see if we got anything going on. I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. Knowing full well you are not going to go to this event. Oldest trick in the book.
Yep.
Just buys you time. Also, you don't look like a dick by just saying no right up front. Mm-hmm. String them along. Oldest trick in the book.
My move, too, is to make my wife not look bad. It's like, oh, shit, I forgot to ask her, dude. Sorry. Now it's too close for me to go.
That's the oldest trick in the book. That is the oldest trick in the book.
I mean, I do genuinely usually have to check to see if I do have anything going on.
Same, but I always say that, and then I'll be like, oh, I forgot to ask her, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Most of the time, I'm pretty well know what I got going on. It's just me buying time to figure out a good way to lay you down easy, you know?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you don't even ask the wife and you just blame it on the wife.
Yeah.
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 She said no.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan will just blame it on his in-laws.
I feel so bad for you. If they listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everything's getting taken out of context.
You'll be fine. They know.
That's the oldest trick in the book. You get caught doing something dumb and it's like, that's completely out of context. That's not how it went down at all.
No, it's not, because it's just you saying all this stuff.
Oldest trick in the book by t-shirt guy here.
Out of context.
I got another good trick in the book that's old. Oldest trick in the book. you're at a restaurant, you get all your food, but someone else gets their food first, and you do a, oh my God, look at that guy who just walked in.
Mm-hmm.
They look away, fry in the mouth.
Yep. I put that down on my list. I could show you just anything of, hey, look over there, and then you steal anything.
It's the oldest trick in the book.
Mm-hmm. Free fry.
I do that to Ann on a bi-weekly basis.
Yeah, now that from this point in my life, I'll just do it and they don't even look away and I'll still take the food.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'll do it at home.
Look at that stranger that just walked in our house.
Is someone breaking into our house? Fries. And I'll have my own thing of fries even.
And I just can't stop looking at those house numbers.
Yeah.
Would you just look at them? Just look at it.
They're rusted.
I think I'm going to take a step further and go, and can you go check and see what's going on in the front yard? And then just eat all of her fries while she's in the front yard.
And then she
there was this
back,
man goes, that came in and just ate all of your fries.
You just missed it.
You got like some ranch on your face from the fries.
Yeah.
Like, you must have been hungry. You ate all your fries already? Wow. Yeah.
Don't worry. I took care of him.
Yep. Gaslight her right into thinking she ate her own fries. Mm-hmm. Smart.
You feeling full? Gaslighting.
Gaslighting is the oldest trick in the book.
I got another one. Oldest trick in the book. Pull my finger.
Oh, I got pretty bad as a kid once on that.
Really?
My dad's buddy, who's kind of a prankster, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't really know what was going on. And it was like he was about to leave our house because they had been hanging out, stopped by or something. And he did the pull my finger, ripped one.
Uh-huh.
And then he blamed it on the door.
Oh,
very vivid memory for me because that was maybe the first time I had gotten that bad.
Yeah.
And I learned the hard way that that's the oldest fucking trick in the book.
Well, oldest trick in the book, too, is blaming it on the door.
Usually it's the dog you blame it on. That's my go-to barking, at home.
Right.
Ducks quacking.
Just rip ass. But come on, buddy.
Yeah. Well, not when you have a kid, too, you just blame it on the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you oldest got? Trick in the book for me is the sink hose trick. With a rubber band specifically. I don't know if you guys have ever done this before. So if you have
sounds like a brand new trick.
No, it's old. It's old. Trust me. You got the sink hose, right? With the sprayer for dishes. Uh-huh. You put that back to where it's supposed to go. You put a rubber band around the trigger.
So when someone else goes
to flip the water on, it sprays it right in the chest.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like the oldest prank in the book.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say it's a trick. That's a big time prank.
I've done that multiple times and it always gets a laugh or two.
Same vein as that. I did this to my kid the other day. You give him a drink out of the hose, but you got it kinked. They stick your face by it, you unkink it, and it gets sprayed in the face.
Yeah, that's the oldest trick in the book.
That's a good one.
Your kid got by that?
Oh, yeah.
Did he get pissed?
He was pissed.
Really?
Now he won't drink out of the hose anymore. Trauma.
Has to drink water since.
Yeah, he's so dehydrated, dude.
That's in the same vein as that. The oldest trick in the book is to put a penny underneath a clear water bottle and say, all right, now look at the penny through the water bottle. And then you just squeeze the water bottle and it shoots up and hits him in the face. oldest trick in the book.
That's also a really good one.
I would actually say, though, that one's not the oldest.
Yeah, I think that got real popular once.
Yeah.
Posted on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just relatively young.
Another old trick in the book is when like the wife's out running errands or whatever, you could ask her to pick up some blinker fluid.
Oh, yeah.
Oldest trick in the book. Grab the board stretcher.
Yep.
I've done that.
Yep.
I've done the blinker fluid trick to Becca so many times that I told her she needed brake fluid because her brakes were soft. She didn't fucking believe that was a thing because I do the blinker fluid thing so much.
Yeah, or just a first-time driver in general, someone who knows nothing about cars.
Yep.
Yeah, boy who cried wolf situation.
It was. It was like, no, brake fluid's real and you need it because your brakes are soft.
Oldest trick in the book right here. You're walking up to the car and someone gets to the car beforehand. You unlock it. They hear it. And right before they pull the handle, you lock it again. And then they can't get in.
Another one. Same vein. You got the car and drive and you're waiting for him to get in. You pull forward a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Reach for the door handle.
Yeah. That's the oldest trick in the book.
Yep.
And then you do like, no, then they stop and they're like, I'm not going to fall for it again. You're like, come on. No, I'm not going
this time. I'm not swear.
Doing it. That's the oldest trick on top of the oldest trick.
My dad used to do that shit to me so often. Like when you go to the farm, I'm gate bitch. So I got to go open the gates when we get to them. every time, getting GB. Back in the fucking truck, pulls away. And I would get so mad. One time I just said, I'm going to walk the rest of the way because you're going to pull this shit on me every time.
There's no way you and dad had a moment like that.
Yeah. So then I just walked to the next gate and waited for him.
Nice.
I beat him. I fully believe that.
Hell yeah.
Another one car related. Oldest trick in the book is you're already in the car waiting for your wife to come out and you just honk the horn to scare the shit out of
her. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oldest trick in the book.
They get so mad.
I mean, it's so loud.
Why
though?
Do they get scared? Like, if they do that trick to me, I jump, right? You do it to them, it's like they got fucking shot. They're throwing shit in their hands. They're just freaking out. They get in super pissed.
Yep.
My dad would do this on the job site. This is his oldest trick in the book. He'd walk up to something that he'd see. He wasn't there that in the morning, right? Shows up. Hey, who put this corner together over here? And then the guy's like, oh, that was me. Hey, nice job. That's oldest trick in the book. Pretend mad.
That's a good one.
Yep. Yeah. Another car related oldest trick in the book. Oldest trick in the book. Hot summer day. Get in there. Wife's not in the car yet. You turn her seat heater on high when it's blistering hot out. Always a great trick in the book.
Like, God, is my back just sweaty today? Yeah. Or what's going on here?
It's so hot in here. Yeah. You know, AC's maxed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or like, especially when they're napping, you turn the seat warmer on and you wake them up and they're just...
Yeah. I haven't done that one.
That's a good one.
That's a new trick in my book.
Yeah.
oldest trick in the book, going out with your wife, get fucking hammered so she has to drive home.
Yeah.
That is a good trick.
You don't have to pace yourself if you immediately black out.
Yeah. Oldest trick in the book in that scenario, same Tyler.
Yeah.
Is you tell your buddy to buy you a drink even though your wife wants to leave, and then he comes up with another one. You're like, honey, give me a free beer.
He
bought
this for me. Yeah, it's a waste of his money.
Oldest trick in the book.
Another one for as a child. Write down ICUP.
Yeah.
Or write down I cup. Read it out loud for me.
Yep.
Or if you self-appoint a president of the Pen 15 Club.
Yep.
So people think they're just that important.
I'm the president of the penis club.
PenIsland.com.
Wait.
Penis land.
Where did Ryan's like, oh, I thought that was just a website everyone visited.
No, the dot. Okay.
Get
yeah.
that domain right.
Yeah.
Penisland.com. That's a good
oldest
one.
Trick in the book.
New for
yeah. Me. That's actually, I mean,
I got a medium trick in the book. We, in high school, we found this website where you could type something in and it wouldn't show up in the search bar. And then you press enter and then it would. You would type in your question and it would spit out an answer that you just typed in. So you could ask the most specific question and then do that. And we basically just made up a bunch of stuff and then we searched it and she got really pissed at us. Oldest trick.
Perfect for gaslighting.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
There we go. Maybe it is the oldest trick in the book.
This one might be the actual oldest trick in the book. I got your nose.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, look what the fuck's behind your ear.
So mini Hershey kiss just magically appears.
Mm-hmm.
We did that. Me and my brother did that to our niece, and it was like at dinner somewhere. And she just like actually for like a half hour just kept going like feeling behind her ear.
Yeah, so some people are really good at it, too.
She got bad. Yeah, real bad. Jared, you got one?
Pull in the chair.
Oh yeah.
It's a great one.
That one sucks though.
yeah.
Have you ever had that happen to you and like you land square on your fucking tailbone? Yeah. That shit hurts.
Yeah. And then it's just the rage of being hurt as well as the ego.
Mm-hmm. Hurt and embarrassed
hurting
is not a good combo.
Yeah.
Oh, another great one. Oldest trick in the book is playing tug of war with something and get them to really crank on it and just let go and they go flying.
Yeah, you lose, but you win at the same time.
Yep.
Like that.
But
one.
Did you really lose?
Right.
For all the teachers listening, this trick's only funny to them. Can I go to the bathroom? I don't know. Can you?
Fuck that trick.
I fucking hated that one.
Me too.
May I go to the bathroom?
Yeah. May I go to the bathroom so I don't shit my pants in your class?
Can I punch you in the face? I don't know. Can you?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
1-2. Oldest trick in the book.
Another one, like when you shower after like a football game, you put more shampoo on their head and they keep scrubbing.
What movie is that one from?
There was some dude that would do it to like bodybuilders at like a beach gym. So like
wash off after the ocean or whatever.
Yeah. And so like he was doing it, and the guy literally just at one point just like puts his hands on his knees and screams.
Yeah. People get irrationally mad.
I mean, I would.
Especially if like you, because do you guys ever have a time in the shower where you feel like there could potentially be soap getting in your eyes?
And it's,
but then your hands are all soapy. So then you just have to sit there with your eyes closed and then you get your hands all none soapy and you go to wipe it and it's just water. It's just,
yeah.
It's all this trick by the shower in the world.
This might be a psycho move, but when that happens to me and I'm in that full, like, I need to open my eyes, I can't touch them, I will grab the shower curtain and wipe my eyes off.
Yep.
Mid shower. Really? Get water fucking everywhere.
Wow.
Why don't you just grab the towel?
Because it's outside of there.
You don't hang your towel over the top?
No, I set it on the toilet. So then I get out.
I'm not a hang over the shower curtain though.
I always feel like it's going to get wet, even though it probably
won't. It doesn't. Yeah, I've been doing it for like 29 and a half years.
Well, you're not showering right then. If you're not getting your towel wet hanging over the shower curtain, you're not showering right.
All this trick in the book, dumping a glass of ice cold water onto someone showering.
Yeah, or flushing the toilet.
Yep.
You ever hid in the shower and then someone comes in and goes to the bathroom, you scare the shit out of them?
I can't. My kids would get in trouble while I'm doing that, and then I would get in trouble.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oldest trick in the book, upper decker in the toilet.
We had a total Dylan do that when we would go on away trips for sports and we had to stay in hotels. He would fucking upper decker the hotels.
You don't know like, someone who's actually
yes,
upper decked.
I do. And it's like, bud, we're going to get deep shit, pun intended, quite if literally. You keep fucking doing this.
That so sucks. What?
That's so inconsiderate.
I know.
Cleaning staff.
What happens if you upper deck a toilet?
I mean,
what happens to the toilet?
I think it operates fine for a while until like the room reeks like shit and they can't figure it out. And then they got to clean your shit out of the tank.
Yeah. Oof. Disaster.
Huh.
Another oldest trick in the book is when someone's standing on a boat while the boat's moving and then you just shut the throttle off.
That's stumbling. A good one. Yep.
It's a great one.
Yeah. Jet ski's another good one too. If someone's like in the water behind you on the jet ski.
Yeah. Or someone's standing, if it's two people on a jet ski and the other person's standing up getting on and you gun it and then they fall off the back.
Yep. Yep.
Oldest trick in the book.
I don't know how old this trick is, but it could be the oldest trick in the book. You got a bottle of beer, your buddy's got a bottle of beer, and you fucking top it.
Oh, yeah.
That
is the worst.
Love that.
Hate that trick.
It
makes me so fucking mad when someone does it to me, though.
So just point it at them.
Yeah, right. So
that's a good response.
So let's lay it out here. When you first discover that you can beer bottle top someone that makes it foam over, hilarious, right? You do it a couple times, ha ha ha. And then after that, though, I don't even like not being a third party watching it. Mm-hmm. I hate it so much because it's like, come on, man. Oh, there's beer everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's his beer probably all foamed up. He's got to deal with that. Mm-hmm. It's the worst.
Yeah, I'd say more than one time in a single night is too much. It's excessive. Yeah.
Right? Because it's contagious as well.
Yeah.
Because people always forget about it until someone does it and then everyone wants it. It's like in high school, you'd be at a party and people start tabletopping each other.
Mm-hmm.
You had a bonfire and
someone, I fucking love tabletopping.
Someone gets on their hands and knees behind them and the other person just pushes them over.
Yeah.
That's contagious as well.
Big time.
Or like we're sack tapping too.
Sack tapping was big back in my high school.
Yep.
I don't know why, but it was.
Yeah.
Sack tapping had its moment at the same time.
Yeah.
This was fucking cool. Like
was it ever cool though?
Fake packing a dip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think the whole beer bottle topping thing.
I hate it.
There's more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, what's your guys' technique? I know you said that you would just cover it with your thumb and spray it at them.
If you're sharp enough with it, yes. Sometimes you're like, you're immediately pissed off. So you don't even mm-hmm. think of doing that. So you just put it over top of your mouth.
Then it's just
and you're fucked.
Foam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comes out your nose and ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you guys think about this trick? I don't know how old it is necessarily, but me and t-shirt guy, we both have a beer. We're going to shotgun. We cheers. He goes to drink his and I crack it open and I blow the beer at him and cover him with the beer. What do you guys think of that trick?
I think that's worse than topping the bottle.
So I'd agree.
I only think it's worse unless you're in the right setting. Like if you're at like the lake, I think you can get away with that. If you did that to someone at the bar, fuck you.
Yeah.
If you do it at the lake, because then they can just go rinse off really quick and it's funny. Yeah. You're probably in your swim trunks anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I think you can get away with it. But anywhere other than the lake, I hate it.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
We're going to have some words outside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oldest trick in the book. Playing Monopoly. You're the banker. Just keep slipping some hundreds to yourself. Greasing your own palms, you know.
Just yeah. cheating.
it's a trick. It's not cheating.
Well, that's also
if
you could
ain't
do the
tricking, you ain't trying.
Monopoly. Hey, look over there. Steal hundreds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe shift. Oh, you roll. Dude. You roll purposely and hit all their hotels off, and then you just rearrange and add an extra one to your.
When I finally realized that you could cheat at these types of games, it was my great grandma. We were playing dominoes, and she would purposely drop a fucking domino on the ground, and she'd be like, "Hey, Sean, you want to pick that up for me?" And then she would look at his. She would like lean over and look at his while he's picking it up. I was like, "Grandma's fucking cheating."
Yeah, if you ain't tricking, you ain't trying.
If you ain't tricking, you ain't treating.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. That's another good trick. Is it's like, hey. Like, can I have a piece of candy? And then you reach in and just grab a full handful. Another good trick, same vein. Someone's like, ooh, I want that slice. You're like, I wanted that slice. Just lick it.
Spit on it, yeah.
All this trick spit in the book. It. Just lick it. And then you get a Dylan who's like, I don't fucking care. Kiss me right now. I'll eat that piece of pizza.
I'll fucking Dylan kiss proof. You right now.
Yeah.
Boy.
You want to go to the bedroom? Let's get it on. I don't care that you licked that slice of pizza.
Then the room goes silent.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, geez, you can have it.
Yeah, all this trick of the book, some macho man tries to pick a fight with you. You're just like, yeah, come here, let me kiss you.
Yeah, you smell good.
Yeah. Take off your pants. Let's go. Let's do it right here, right now.
The best way to defuse a fight is to just pull your pants down.
Yep.
Nobody wants to fight a guy with his dick hanging out. Yeah.
Bush and all.
Yep.
Got a bush in your hands and you got a bush in your pants. You whip that thing down. No one's messing with you.
Yeah, you ever seen a guy get in a chest bumping
well,
match
cops,
with someone that has no pants on?
We'll be messing with you because you're indecent exposure.
Well, you got to do it in the right setting. That doesn't play with every. Maybe just your boxers.
Yeah.
Got to read the room.
I mean, someone takes their shirt off. It's a completely different vibe than if someone takes their pants off in a fight.
Yeah. Let alone take your socks off. That's fucking wild.
Just ripping your socks. Like, all right, let's
fucking go, baby.
Toes are out.
Then you sit on the ground and hold your feet up and go, let's fight. Then you wiggle your toesies at them. No one's fighting.
And then sack tap.
In the same vein of a fight, you're doing a thumb war, which in a sec, we'll dive into in a sec here. But thumb war, you're doing your thing. And then all of a sudden you say, tag team, and you take your index finger and cover the other thumb and get them down. Great move.
I didn't know about that.
Oldest trick in the book.
I didn't know about the index finger.
What do you guys do when you do a thumb war? You go 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare thumb war 5, 6, 7, 8. Open up the war gates and then you go.
I stop at 4.
I stop
I
at
declare
4
thumb
as well.
War.
Okay. We go full 8 in this household.
Dang.
And if you screw it up, you get it's 3-strike system. You screw it up 3 times, you're out. You
know is that, is that how it goes?
I don't know. I would assume so.
Paper beats rock.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors. What do you usually go with first? I'm a rock
I'm
guy.
I'm not telling you.
I'm a rock guy.
I would
now you have in your head that I'm going to go rock, but will I go rock?
We were at football camp in high school, and as a captain, you would be the one to do rock, paper, scissors because they didn't do coin tosses at football camp.
Right.
I went paper for 4 days straight, and I won every single one.
Oh. It's easy.
People were more hyped about if I was going to win the rock, paper, scissors than if we won the fucking seven football seven. Camp 7-on-7.
Yeah. Your, wow, study
you
say
got it, the wrong teammates. Then,
yeah, well, we...
sounds like Loserville, USA.
We did go to the finals and lose to some 6A yeah, school.
Exactly.
So.
Loserville, USA. Frazee.
Yeah. Yep.
That's also the oldest trick in the book is telling someone what you're going to shoot on rock, yep. paper, scissors. And then they're like, well, there's no way he's actually going to do it. But yeah, he is going to do it. And then you just do exactly what it is. I guarantee you win almost every time.
Yeah.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I just did.
Exactly.
Do you go rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
Yeah, you got
to
shoot.
You have to. You got to shoot it.
Always trust.
That's it. Always that always happens too. All right, let's do rock, paper, scissors, and then one person does shoot and one person doesn't, and then you have to redo it again.
Yeah. And then you gave away what you were gonna go with.
Yeah.
It's the oldest thing in the
That's
book.
The oldest trick in the book. Yeah.
Also, who started the game rock, paper, scissors? If you think about it, it's kind of an absurd game.
Mr. Shoot.
Or was it Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
Potentially. No, he's only came up with like a third of it.
Mm. Also, have you guys ever realized that when rock, paper, scissors, there's always someone who has to carry out the action of rock, paper, scissors.
Cut the paper, it's like, cover
the
rock.
We know that the scissors cuts the paper, but they still have to go like this and then still cut the paper. Or if they end with paper, they got rock cover. They have right. to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taunting.
Yeah. Or rock beats scissors. They have to crush the scissors. Yeah. Yeah.
Oldest trick in the book, gun beats all three.
Yeah.
Bazooka.
Rock, paper, scissors, yeah. shoot, gun, dead.
Winner.
Yeah.
Huh.
It you can't not. Right. You have to do the action.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just happens.
They never hand the ball to the ref. It's just always taunting.
Yeah. Exactly.
We got to play more rock, paper, scissors around here.
I think we should. Yeah.
You want to play right now?
All right, on shoot, go. Right?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay. Yep. Rock, paper, scissors. Fuck.
Really?
All right, I'm going to do scissors here. Okay?
I don't know. You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to do scissors. You ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck,
oh.
I lost.
No, you got to do the action.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do it. We just hyped the whole thing up. All right, best 2 out of 3. Yep. You always got to do it after you lose.
Yeah. Best 3 out of 5.
I'm gonna do scissors here, okay?
Me too.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, come here. Oh, okay. I told them and everything. All right.
Going scissors again.
I'm gonna go paper.
Yep.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck!
Oh. Ryan wins 2 out of 3.
Ryan, Ryan.
Bang! Nice. 3 out of 5. No.
That hurts.
Too much mind games. I mind gamed myself.
Yeah.
Oldest trick in the book to not play mind games when rock, paper, scissors, the other person gets messed up.
There's so much going on.
Also, that was kind of psycho by Ryan. When he did paper, he had his fingers all spread.
Oh, yeah.
I'm definitely a rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
So that might be a disqualification.
Yeah, I think
like this. Well, there's more coverage on the rock than the paper then.
Well, also, then if you see they did paper, you can kind of like switch it to scissors really quick.
Oh. Yeah, you get that person. It's like, no, I did scissors.
What if you go,
that's
like,
clearly
rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Or like if
or
you do
rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Like you kind of have two fingers out on your rock.
Yeah.
And you switch to scissors.
Yeah, you always finish with rock and then it can form into paper.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
What if you went,
This is such a good podcast.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No one can see what's going on.
Video's on Spotify if you don't listen there.
That's good.
We got to start doing more rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, and then thumb wars, too. We got to start doing more of that.
Yeah, I ain't counting to fucking 8, though.
No. Got to be careful for the tag team, though.
I know.
There's so much cheating in thumb wars, though.
Yeah, wow. There is.
With the elbows.
Yeah. We got to start pulling Hershey Kisses from behind each other's ears.
Yep.
Yeah. That sounds great.
I got a quarter.
We got to start stealing each other's thumbs or noses. We got to start stealing
each other's
noses.
I got your thumbs.
Wait, what?
What do you say?
Yeah. That was a good segment, Jared.
That was Thank good.
You. Yeah, nostalgic.
I know why you've been hyped for it.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun one. I got one more.
Oh, let's go.
When you and your buddy go to the bathroom, like at a gas station, take a piss.
Oh, I know.
You get done first, and then you turn the lights off when you leave.
Oh, that's a good one.
I do that to Anne when she's showering. I do that when she's in the toilet. I do that. Yeah, I'll do that. Or what I'll do is, she'll already be in bed. I'll walk into the bedroom. I'll turn the light on and get into bed. Oldest trick in the book.
My go-to line when I'm at a urinal next to someone I know, I'll be like, God, this water is cold and deep.
What if you did that to someone next to someone you didn't
I
know?
Have That'd not done that. Better. I haven't done it to someone I don't know yet. Maybe I will next time.
You should, yeah.
Do it tonight.
They'll be like, wow, yep. You are hung like a horse.
Seriously, dude? It's in the water? No way. That's so cool.
I can barely get mine out Literally. Of my pants.
I don't know if that's a trick.
It's not.
No, it's not. It's more of just
a bit.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Yeah, then they look over like, that's a nice watch you're wearing.
You know, I wish I could say those jokes, but no one would even buy that as realistic. You know? So it's not even funny for anyone. Yeah, just straight faced when I say something like that. No, not even a fucking chance, buddy.
I had a buddy do this one to me once, and I don't know. We'll keep it on the pod. It's funny enough. We get to the urinal next to me. He's like, God damn it, it's hard to pee with a boner.
That's a good one, too.
We do not condone public boners,
by the way. We do not.
Especially gas station boners.
Yeah, those are the worst boners.
God,
you're rocking the chump.
You're getting rock hard in a Holiday gas station.
I don't know, those neon blues do something to me. Holy shit. Okay.
You guys. You guys.
Step into the freezer for a little bit if that's the case.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, door. Open up the frozen food section.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Yeah. Or new pants.
Oh, you guys. You guys are such tricksters.
Mm-hmm.
Classic oldest trick of the book, getting a boner in public.
Eighth grade.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
Narb.
Yeah.
A no apparent reason boner.
We called them roners, random boners. Oh.
Roners. We should publish a book, just oldest tricks in the book.
Yeah, I think we just found our children.
There can only
book.
Be one, though.
Yeah.
If we
true.
Make a book called Oldest Trick
the
in the Book.
Oldest Tricks in the Book. Mm. That was really hard to come up with, guys.
Yeah. Oldest trick in the book is making things plural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then Miles could write the foreword, and it's like 50 pages long.
Oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
And just it's just all about how no one reads forewords. Just write a foreword about or a prelude. Yeah, whatever the fuck it's called.
Prologue.
Again, no one reads it. So
prelude, I think.
Prelude's in a song.
Yeah. What's an epilogue?
It's after the end of a book. Oh, prologue.
No, actually, I'd epilogue. Read an epilogue.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
I'd have to get to the epilogue in order to read it.
I'd have to read it in order to read it.
Yeah.
Oldest trick in the book, spark notes.
Yeah. Wow. Copy and paste into Google.
Cha-cha.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's so funny to watch all of the education system lose their mind over ChatGPT and stuff. We have been cheating for so much longer than
as
that.
As long as we could cheat, yeah. We've been doing it.
Yeah. It's like before that, it was like I mean, back in the day, it was just you just paid one of your smart buddies to give you the answers. Back in the day when they had encyclopedias.
Well, like when I was in college.
You find your buddy whose nickname was Encyclopedia and you pay him to do your homework.
Encyclopedia Brown.
Yeah. And then it was, you asked Google. Everyone thought that Google was going to be the end of the education system. No one's got to read a book anymore.
Well, and like when I was in college was the height of the trick where, you highlight all the periods and make them a font size bigger to extend your paper. Or you type a bunch of words and then turn the color white so the word count is correct. Like,
I should have known that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's actually not a bad idea. I never thought about that one.
On your next company essay, I want a certain amount of words. That's your way to do it.
Yep.
Dang.
I think that, but it's also, the teacher's getting mad about you just searching the questions on Google and finding the Quizlet with all the answers.
That's utilizing resources.
No. Fuck them for getting mad. Come up with your own goddamn questions. You're so lazy you can't even write your own test questions. You're just pulling it from the internet too.
No, it's standardized. They all have to.
No, I don't think you have to.
Yeah, it's not. I think it's case by case.
Yeah.
But for the most part,
write your own questions.
Mm-hmm. Watch your own barber.
Whatever. Oldest trick in the book, cheating.
Yeah, it's just it's a get it done type deal.
Or dog ate my homework.
I have heard that one before.
Did you ever, in high school, we would do it where you'd forget about homework and you'd text your buddy and say, you should go to the bathroom right now and slip the worksheet into my locker. So I'd fold it in half and then slide it in the little slot in there. And then you'd go to the bathroom and get it. And then you just would copy it and before the next class.
Yep.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
It's a smart trick.
Yeah.
I like that one.
All right. Well, guys, I think I'm all tricked out. Time for a treat.
We deserve a treat after all that tricking.
Yeah, we do. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Go to,
what?
At this time when this podcast comes out, your boy Tyler, the camera guy, will have dyed his hair jet black.
Mm-hmm.
And you can catch all the footage on our Patreon from last week. Yeah, so
it is out for you patrons right now.
Patreon.com/YouBetYourRadio. Go subscribe. You can catch the footage of us dyeing Tyler's hair jet black. All right. Thanks for tuning into that episode. May your books be filled with old tricks. And your... Fuck. Rock, paper, scissors.
Beyond shoot.
Beyond shoot. Cheers, Ryan.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.